And the Middle East is a band from Australia with a sound very, very unique. It's hard to put their music into a category, really. There are elements of folk, pop, country, ambient, but their Facebook profile perfectly describes the Middle East this way, creating a magical, hypnotic sound featuring varying instrumentation and gentle, addictive guitar hooks. The band is touring with Mumford & Sons on their first ever U.S. tour, and right now they're on their way to showcase at South by Southwest in Austin. They played North by 35 in Denton just this past Sunday. They've made time to stop by KXT and talk to us and play us a few songs. We're very glad to welcome the Middle East to KXT. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey.
So in the studio I have Jordan Ireland, who plays guitar as the lead vocalist, and Rowan Jones and Bree Trantner. So great. So how did you like North by 35 in Denton?
It was great.
Well, first of all, welcome to Texas, and what do you think of Texas so far?
Well, there's not much to compare it to except Australia. I heard someone say last night that Australia is the Texas of the world, so I don't know, I guess we feel all right.
And who are you influenced by?
That's hard to nail down, too.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know, a lot of, I guess, American folk music.
Such as, can you think of any offhand?
I think
like older folk music, or
guys like Dylan and Tom Waits, and some classical musicians as well, like Claude Debussy and Ravel, and I think have influenced us a lot.
Well, how about a song to start us off?
Sure.
What's this one called?
It's called "The Darkest Side," just like the Star Wars. All right.
Middle East live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Just beautiful. Tell us about the band's timeline. And you recorded the recordings in the Middle East, broke up, and got back together, and then reworked it into an EP?
What happened was we had a whole lot of songs, and we started recording in about mid-2007, and they were really old songs at the time. Well, and we kind of spanned that recording out over 6 months. And we had tagged a few new ones in at the same time and broke up after we released it a few months later. And formed 6 months later. Is this helpful information?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Jordan, are you the principal writer? Or does everybody contribute to the songs?
Yeah, everybody contributes. Well, yeah, us three contribute.
Huh. The track Blood is a really cool track. And tell us about the song. What's it about?
It's about my grandfather kind of living out his days after his first love has died. And it's about my father in a similar position with his divorce and kind of living out his days on his own. And I just thought it was a monumental thing to be going through at the time.
Did he get to hear your music?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It sounds like kids at the end of it are singing. Am I mistaken with that? And if so, who is that?
Yeah, we were kids.
Yeah, there were just a whole lot of our friends that we got in for the for a choir.
How many have you had any offers to do film soundtracks yet?
No.
You will. It sounds very soundtrack, I'm sure. And how easy or is it difficult to break in music in Australia?
I wouldn't really know. Do you guys know?
No, we kind of just fluked it.
Yeah.
We don't really have any experience with the music industry or anything like that so far. So, I don't know. I guess there's a pretty... Well, radio play is pretty important, I guess. There's a national station called Triple J, and if they support you, then I think you'll do pretty well. Yeah.
You have been getting a lot of radio play here and other stations, too, and North by 35 is a great thing to have attended, and you're headed down to South by Southwest in Austin. That's huge. So how about one more song for us?
Sure. Wait, is this on the 7th?
Yeah, it's on the 7th.
Can you play your E?
You say you wanna be buried beneath the mango tree.
You say you can't stop crying, it's just the power of the song. Riding on the midnight bus again. You say that you loved him, but you were just too young. You say that's why you still wear the ring. You say a lot of things. Daddy was a painter of sorts, but I never saw him paint a thing. He just kept the tins underneath his bed and sniffed a different color every night. You say
Middle East, live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Just beautiful. The Middle East are Jordan Ireland, Rowan Jones, and Bree Tranter. I pronounced that correctly. Tranter, thank you. They're heading down to Austin for South by Southwest. They'll be at Club DeVille on Wednesday night, the Galaxy Room Thursday afternoon, the Saturday Showcase at the South by Southwest Convention Center that Saturday morning, and Maggie Mae's Gibson Room Saturday night. Thanks so much again, the Middle East.
No worries, man.
Thanks for having us.
For more concert and venue information, including a complete list of concerts, check out the concerts events page at kxt.org. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.